through the darkness. Your thoughts might race from anger to sadness and back again 100 times a day. You might find yourself acting out of character, drinking too much, or becoming reckless, and this can be dangerous. It's important to be mindful of your behavior and maintain your sense of self throughout this difficult period. Otherwise, you risk acting out in ways that may leave you feeling embarrassed or ashamed in the future. If you're holding this book right now because you're grieving the end of a relationship, I want you to know that the pain you are in will not last forever. With a little guidance, you can overcome your breakup pain quickly and reclaim your life. There are things you can do to rebuild your self-esteem, restore your faith in others, heal your emotional wounds, and get back on a positive track. This book is going to walk through 75 things you can do today to start getting over your breakup, boost your self-esteem, and feel positive about the future again. Written in 3 easy-to-follow parts, this book covers what not to do, how to soothe yourself and recover from your breakup pain, and things you can do to actively get your mind off your ex. Some of the tips in this book will be easier than others. You might have to do some of them more than once, but remember, you have all the power in this situation. You hold all the cards. You are the master of your thoughts, feelings, and your life as a whole. By focusing your energy on yourself rather than your ex, you'll find the days getting lighter and brighter in no time. Before you begin reading part 1, ask yourself right now if you want to be happy. If the answer is yes, then it's time to get started. Make a commitment to yourself right now to treat yourself well and take the necessary steps toward getting over your breakup and finding true happiness. Let go of your fear and worries. Think about where you want to be in a month's time and picture yourself living a life you're proud of. Get prepared to really care for yourself because soon you'll see that you're strong enough to overcome this and any other obstacles that come your way. You're the one in charge of your life. Part 1. Lose your pain, not your mind. In your post-breakup haze, it's not uncommon to behave in ways you'll later regret. Sometimes you can be so bulldozed by a breakup that you can't think straight, and this can get ugly. The last thing you need after a breakup is to hate yourself because you did something stupid. Now, if you've already acted in ways you wish you hadn't, there's no point in wallowing in it or wishing you hadn't done whatever you did. What's done is done. You can't change the past, and scrambling to make things better often just makes them worse. However, you can control what happens from this point on, and it's important to try to get yourself grounded and clear-headed. It might be hard to believe, but in the weeks or months following a breakup, you can do a lot more to hurt yourself than your ex can. Think of it this way. There are 2 people in this situation, and you can only control the actions of one of them. Erratic and damaging behavior, self-sabotage, self-loathing, desperate attempts at rekindling the relationship, internet stalking, seeking revenge. These are all things that could hurt you and prolong your pain. And all of these, as well as countless other common pitfalls, are in your control. Don't get me wrong, I am not suggesting that your pain is your fault. Regardless of how or why your relationship ended, your pain is real and natural. Endings are hard for everyone to cope with. Breaking up often means losing someone who loved you and understood you more than anyone else. You might feel hopeless about your future, or feel as though you've lost your best friend. You might be experiencing a repetitious onslaught of anger and sadness. It's easy to lose yourself in grief. It's easy to be overcome by it and to have trouble seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But when it comes to your actions, think of your grief like a drug. It can skew your sense of reality, make you behave in ways you normally wouldn't, and cloud your better judgment. In order to avoid common post-breakup pitfalls, you've got to sober up. This first section shows you what not to do and how to keep your post-breakup grief from getting the better of you. 1. Manage